It took 12 rounds for boxing superstar Floyd Mayweather Jr. to beat Manny Pacquiao in Las Vegas Saturday night. It was a matchup billed as the fight of the century. But it was also a big night for the slate of rising stars who fought prior to the main event, and that includes North Philadelphia boxer Jesse Hart. After following him for weeks, WHYY's Aaron Mozell has his story.
It's Tuesday in early April, a workout day at Joe Hand Boxing Gym in Northern Liberties. No sparring, just sweat. Assistant trainer Danny Davis is wrapping Jesse Hart's hands a bit later than usual today. The 25-year-old prospect had yet another on-camera interview about the upcoming fight. The camera lights off. It's time to get to work.
We're going to get in pads, heavy bag, double in, and do ab work today. I set up like four stations of abs.
Jesse says he's a bit tired from sparring yesterday.
Them guys was rough. I had some real rough customers in there.
Still, for more than an hour, he bounces from one exercise to the next. He doesn't know any other way. A demanding dad laid that circuitry long ago. A shared dream and a tragic loss hardwired it. Davis knows this, and so week by week, he helps methodically fill Jesse's tank until, by the end of camp, he's like a Ferrari on an open racetrack, seconds before the light turns green.
That last couple days, pretty much had to hold him back.
Once you make the move, you gotta come back. Catch the punch. Hands up.
That's Jesse's head trainer, Eugene. Cyclone to anyone who knows him at all. He's in his 60s now and knows just a bit about the sport.
They're getting their official instructions before the start of what should be a dandy.
In the 70s, Cyclone was one of Philadelphia's top boxers.
The promoter had a good time with me because he had sellout. Every time I fought, he had a sellout.
Cyclone went 30-9 and rose to third in the world while taking on some of the era's biggest names.
Benny Briscoe, Wooly the Worm, Boogaloo Watts, Kitten Haywood, and Sugar Ray Seale.
All-time great Marvin Hagler, too. Cyclone's left hook was particularly punishing, says John DeSanto of PhillyBoxingHistory.com.
Some say he was the hardest one-punch puncher to come out of the city. You know, I've heard that a number of times from people.
Cyclone hung up his gloves at 30. Later, he taught neighborhood kids and amateurs the sweet science at Waterview Rec Center in Germantown. One of them was a hyperactive, largely uncoordinated kid named Jesse Hart. The 9-year-old fell for the sport, hard.
I start loving the smell of the gloves. I start loving to lace up my boots when I come in the gym. I love to get up at 5 in the morning and do my word work. It felt like I got something done. It felt like I accomplished something. I bettered myself.
Not surprising, really. You see, boxing is in Jesse's blood. Cyclone is his dad. That didn't earn Jesse any special treatment. In the ring, Cyclone kept his compliments rare and spare, even as his son racked up the wins. Jesse can still hear his dad after one of his knockouts.
You did all right, man. It wasn't nothing. What'd you think you did? Yeah. And I was like, yo, I punished this kid. Like, I'll be like, yo, why are you not giving me my just due? Man, you could have did better. Yeah. Dad, the man is almost dead here.
Cyclone says he knew what he was doing all along.
Now, from here and where he at today, he know all that means something to him, mentally, as well as physically. He wasn't too big for himself.
And now Jesse smiles when he thinks about what seems like calculated magic.
He built me up to break me down, to build me up again.
After hitting the pads, Jesse hits the heavy bag, then the speed bag, and a little jump rope. A few minutes later, the team is on its way home. Another interview. Comcast Sportsnet is stopping by the house. It started with a garbled voicemail back in February. Hey, it's Bob Arum, returning your call. As in legendary fight promoter Bob Arum, Jesse was in the gym at the time, training.
I just had got done. I seen him his call.
So Jesse called Arum back. He recounts the call.
Hello? Bob, what's going on? Jesse, hey, how you doing, kid? Everything's all right? Yeah, everything's good, Bob. Everything's great. You know, I'm just training, you know, waiting on the next fight date.
At the time, Jesse was training to headline a boxing slate in South Philly.
But I was like, you ain't fighting on April 10th no more. Fighting on April 10th no more. Why not? Because you're fighting on May 2nd. Whoa, May 2nd? Now, there's only one fight card that I knew of because the fight just had got announced that same day.
The card was the Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao fight for the world welterweight title. The fight boxing fans across the globe have dreamed about for years. The fight that's being billed as the fight to end all fights.
I was like, Bob, thank you. I just kept thanking him so much. He was like, congratulations, kid. This is the road to becoming a superstar. I was like so astounded, so excited, so like riled up. I just started screaming and thanking God so much.
Things were serious now.
That knife at heart.
It's a warm Monday evening, 2 weeks before the fight, and Hundu McDonald, Jesse's brother-in-law, driver, and corner man, is cooking dinner inside the spare Southwest Philly apartment they rented to keep Jesse's downtime nice and quiet. McDonald usually makes the meals.
Jesse try to cook sometimes and so.
How does that go?
Excellent. I never eat his cooking.
On the menu tonight, baked tilapia lightly seasoned with just a bit of margarine. Jesse slouches in a living room chair, a slight scowl on his face. He wishes a hamburger was coming his way.
Oh, it was so bad. You gotta eat like this.
Training for a fight also means time to kill. Hundu and Jesse play video games a lot. Sometimes they watch old fights, like Cyclone and Jesse did when he was little. Sugar Ray Robinson, Muhammad Ali, Cyclone would tell his son to aim to be like them.
Muhammad Ali's character always got me excited. And I used to just want to just, you know, try to talk like him and, you know, just walk like him. And I used to walk around my house. I'm probably like 80, 90 pounds at the time. Like, you can't beat me. I don't care how big you is.
To Jesse and Cyclone, that's still the mission. Be the best boxer there is.
There's a lot of people in this game for different reasons. People don't know. Some people in this game for money. Some people in this game because they want fame. My dad is in this game is the same reason why we turn pro. We want to win.
And that's worth a few missed hamburgers. A few days before the fight, Jesse is shadow boxing inside Johan Boxing Gym. Sweat pours off his lean, chiseled frame. By now, he's 171 pounds. 3 more pounds need to go before fight night. It's media day, Jesse's final workout before heading to Las Vegas to put his perfect 16-0 record on the line for the USBA super middleweight title. The music is going and everyone is smiling, a lot, especially Cyclone. He's grinning from ear to ear.
Now we can put it all in God's hands, but we took it from here. We here, we ready.
Jesse says he's going to knock out Mike Jimenez. No question about it.
This kid is in trouble, man. He's going to be fighting for his life. Forget the win.
Cocky? Maybe. Jesse calls it good old-fashioned confidence. All the hard work all these years is part of it. Damon, though, he looms larger this time around. Damon predicted greatness for Jesse, his younger brother. And so, more than anything, Jesse wants to honor Damon's memory with a big win on the biggest stage. In 2010, Damon was murdered while sitting in the passenger seat of a parked car in Port Richmond. Probably a robbery, law enforcement said.
I was like, "Ho, is you sure? Is your information correct?" I felt my legs get weak and I lost feeling in my right arm.
The loss devastated Jesse. He lost 15 pounds, but it also gave him strength.
You know, I always say, I can never be defeated because I already took my loss. That's why I go in the ring with my confidence high, like, you can't do nothing to me that ain't already been done. I've been knocked out of life. I've been knocked down. I've been to the bottom of the barrel.
And then came the big fight Saturday. 6 rounds, 17 minutes, 17-0. In a near-empty arena, Jesse flexes and flashes a smile.
And that will do it.
A championship smile. The one he and his brother predicted. The gesture of a dream come true. Just after landing at Philadelphia Airport, Jesse is still in high spirits as passengers stop him for photos by baggage claim. A gaudy title belt hangs over each shoulder.
Everything went according to plan.
Still, he says it all feels surreal.
To be here from the age of 6, from where I came from, I came a long way, and it's still a long way to go.
Jesse Hart's a contender now, but When it's all over, when he's ready to retire, he wants another noun to define him. Legend. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.